Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, January 26th. And the news this morning, overnight E-bot prices were March corn up 3¾ cents at 678.5. March wheat up 9 cents at 750¼. March beans up 7 cents at 1509.5. We did have a new sale here this morning, 106,000 metric tons of new crop beans to China. I don't think that'll have a big impact on the market. The weekly export sales, wheat 504, a little bit better than expected with Japan and Mexico taking the biggest chunks there. Corn 910 on the low end of the ranges with Mexico and Colombia taking the biggest chunks there. The beans were a good number here, 1.15 million metric tons. China took 940 of it. That's a little bit better than expected. Now, has that been built into this market? We'll have to see. The Iraqis bought Aussie wheat yesterday, 150,000 metric tons. Canada and the U.S. lost out on that business. There's plenty of talk today about smaller Ukrainian crops due to the war, and I think that's reasonable out here. But looking at the biggest factor, in my opinion, is the Brazilian and Argentinian weather. It continues to improve on a daily basis. They're going to be able to make a pretty good crop if these rains continue. And there's no reason to think that Brazil won't see a record soybean harvest out there. Argentina, I don't think they can come close to a record, but certainly I think the estimates should start looking up from what they've been looking at. So ultimately, what I think we're seeing in here is the wheat market's been strong. I think it's going to stay pretty strong, certainly relative to the corn. I expect wheat to gain on corn here for a while. I think we've kind of seen the lows on that spread. And the funds want out of some of these positions. They decide to sell corn and buy wheat. We could certainly see a major correction in the corn-wheat spreads. The bean market, I think any rally in the beans needs to be sold out here. I just don't see where, frankly, the strength has been coming from. The crude oil is up $1.85 a barrel here. That should help bean oil to some extent. But overall, you know, China, it was a little bit of a surprise that China was the biggest buyer out there this week in the weekly export figures. Are they going to continue to be? I don't believe so. I think they're going to be looking more and more to Brazil as their harvest expands. It's just a matter of when they shut it off here in the U.S. Once they do that, I just don't see prices holding up. And I think, you know, particularly on new crop, rallies need to be sold. Old crop, you know, if you've got it, I'd be selling it and maybe re-owning a may-call option to keep the upside open. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.